beautiful awards to all the kids. And I just want you to open up your heart. I'm only going to be just a few minutes. And I believe that it's going to encourage you and inspire you to just serve and love the Lord with all of your heart. I want to talk about generosity today, spirit of generosity. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Father, thank you today for your kindness, for the blessing that you've already been to us. Lord, we could go home right now, and we've received greatly from you today. I pray, Lord, that every heart will be encouraged, lifted up. Lord, that you'll bring answers through your word today. May it be special in every heart. I give you thanks for it in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. I'm going to just give you two scriptures here. That one in Proverbs 11:25 is so powerful. But I want to talk about, just for a few weeks, about this attribute. And having this kind of heart doesn't mean that you're just the biggest giver at Christmas. I love what one of my mentors, Tommy Barnett, says. If you live with your palms up, you'll only get at Christmas and at your birthday. But if you live with your palms down, you can be a blessing every day of your life. Generosity is a lifestyle. It affects the way you live. It affects the way you perceive life. Not living a life by just giving the minimums, but living a life with a great heart of generosity. Because when you have this heart, everything in your life begins to have increase. If you are married here today and you do the minimums in your relationship with your spouse, how many of you know at some point in your life you will face a struggle? If you have a job or a business and you just do the minimums at that job or at that business, how many of you know some of you may not be in line for the promotion, the raise, or see your business go to another level? The Bible says in Isaiah 32:8 that generosity is a position that you and I live by. Listen to this in the New King James. But a generous man will devise generous things, and by generosity he stands. It's a position. Everything that he does with a mind of generosity. And today I want to encourage you to live a life with this heart of generosity. And all week I've been thinking and pondering, and I've been thinking about this for a while, but this week has been just a pull and a tug on my heart concerning our relationship with Jesus. Our relationship with the Lord, because some people they do the minimums in that. And I want to encourage you today not to do the minimum that you can do for the Lord, because a generous man, he devises generous things, and by generosity, it's how he lives, it's how he stands, and not only the things that he gives, but also his commitments to the Lord. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is having a commitment to God. If we're going to be generous in our lives, our commitment to God must be in a generous way. The word commitment, and I know for many in our culture today, it's a dirty word. In fact, some of us just extracted it from the dictionary because they don't like the word commitment. And the definition of it means an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom or action. And isn't this where sometimes we flinch when we hear the word commitment? When anything or anyone infringes on our own desires or our own actions. But if we are committed to someone, because you can't be committed unless you're in love. If we're committed to someone, we love that person with all of our heart. We are generous with them. And when we love the person, it carries with it a very sense of obligation, but it also may restrict what we personally may consider freedom. Are you listening to me today? And see, the longer that I'm married to my wife, the more that I understand my commitment to her and her commitment to me isn't a restriction. But the fact of the matter, it changes that when I'm committed to her and she's committed to me, it opens up a brand new world that I never knew before I lived by myself and lived independently and self-centered. And the same thing is for the Lord, that our commitment to God it'll drive us into a perspective that we're not limited anymore. It doesn't restrain us. In fact, when I commit to God, it literally keeps me from things that may hinder me, and it releases me to the greatest things that I've ever had or experienced in my whole life. Because a commitment drives our availability to God. Our commitment to God also drives our energy that is designated towards the things of God. Whatever you designate your energy to, whatever you tie your life with day in and day out, that's what you are designating your energy to. Our commitment to God also drives our time that is set aside towards life and towards the things of God. How much time do you spend with Him? How much time are you involved in God's business, in God's work, in the plan and the purposes of His kingdom? How you commit yourself to the ministry and to the work of the Lord in your church. And commitment is not transferable. It is individually developed in every person. I can tell you about commitment. I can teach about commitment, but I can't make you committed. It's a understanding, and commitment itself is not transferable. And if your level of commitment is based on what someone else is or does, or in particular connected to our American culture, you and I are in trouble. Because if you're not committed to God, when time gets rough, when you get interrupted in life, when a catastrophe comes and you're not committed to Him and that relationship isn't pure in your life, you have nothing to hold on to. Hey, I've got to know that I'm committed to Him and He's committed to me, that when I go through things, I must know who I am and that I am a child of the Most High God. I have to know that I have the Word of God working inside of me. I have to know that I have the name of Jesus, the power of prayer, and the weapons of my warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty, what? Through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. I've got to know that my Redeemer lives ever to intercede on my behalf. And it only comes when I have that level of commitment to the Lord Jesus. And I wanted just to say this to you today, that the enemy is not playing games with anyone. He does not do anything with less than a full commitment. I want you to know that the enemy, the devil himself, has a bullseye on every person here and wants nothing less for you and I to live a watered down, lukewarm, just milquetoast kind of Christian life. But Jesus, in the power of His Holy Spirit, is in the house today, and He wants to abide inside of you and live with you and walk with you to bring you to the level that you would love Him and serve Him and have that level of commitment into Him. Come on, if you love Him. Come on, give God a good praise on that. You know it. And David says this in Psalm 145, and many people, you know, they say, well, I just know that God loves me. Well, of course He loves you. He died for you. And David says this in Psalm 145, verse 9, in the New Living Translation. Hang on for you, King James only. I'm coming up to a King James verse. The Lord is good to everyone. How many of you know that? Amen. He showers compassion on all His creation. And all of your works will thank you. Lord, you are faithful. Followers will praise you. They will speak of your glory and of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell you about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and the glory of your reign. I love that, don't you? Isn't that just beautiful? But he changes the tone in verse 18 just a little bit. And he says in Psalm 145, verse 18, in the New King James Version, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him. That Hebrew word there means karov. It means that He, when you call upon Him, He not only comes to where you are, He comes to the place, He comes to the time, and He comes in a personal way to you. The Lord is near to you. The Lord is karov to you. He's at your place. When you call Him, He's there, right there. When you cultivate that relationship, when you're generous with your time with Him and you call upon Him, He is there. To all who call upon Him in truth, He will fulfill the desires of those, what? That fear Him. Not just that those that use Him when they want to, they fear Him. They have that relationship. They have a generous connection with Him. He will also hear their cry and He will save them. The Lord preserves all that love Him. I love that. And I wanted to leave this last out. And I looked at 20 translations to see. There must be a translation that doesn't have those last words in the verse. But there is not. And he says, but all the wicked he'll destroy. And you know what that word means? It simply means they're cut off or ignored. Listen, God doesn't stand there with a hammer to hurt anyone. But when you step away from him, you step outside of the dominion that he has promised to protect. And you're on your own. And my brothers and my sisters, that's a place where none of us want to be. We must be generous in our commitment to him. We also must be generous in our relationship with him. Time spent, energy. It's not a project when you give your life to Christ. It's a process. It's not enough just to say, Lord, come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior. From that point on, it's a process in your life. Yes, I've been saved, but now there is a process that I grow and I develop and I become the person that Christ has called and created me to come. And it doesn't come from just the minimums, but it comes from being generous because God wants to take you, listen to me, further, higher, and beyond where he found you and beyond where you are right now. Oh, I like that. And don't give him your life just because you're going through issues right now. Oh, yes, he'll come. He'll save you. He'll help you. But give him your life because of the wonderful plan that he has for you right here and now. And the bonus is you get to live eternity with him forever and forever. And time with him. The Lord loves everyone, but the people that are in that covenant, the people are that are committed, the people who are generous with their time, he will see them through to the victories that they need in their life. And the last, we need to be generous in our desperation for him. I'm not just looking at the minimums. I'm not just looking, well, what can I do? What can I create in my life to get out of this when serving God? Rather, how can I construct my life and my time so I can give more to him? So I can come to that place where I am hungry for the work of the Lord. I must have a generous desperation for him. That if he doesn't come through, I'm in trouble. I wrote this down last week. And I posted it on my Facebook page. It is so true. We live in a culture that serves our carnal nature so much that we have become less dependent on God. Because you can get, and I'm not just talking in the world. I'm talking about right in the house of God. That if we don't get, if it's too cold, if it's too warm, if it's this, if it's that. Listen, I believe in excellence. I believe in doing things right, I like all the stuff, I like all the things, but if that's the limit of what it is, give me a break. I was just talking to my pastor last night on the phone, and we were going, he wanted to hear about it. I was kind of giving him a mini preaching on my message. And I said, I remember when we were in Ethiopia, he and I went. We were both preaching in this church in Addis Ababa, capital of Ethiopia. And we walked into this church one night. And the churches said, you go to Africa, they're not like this. You got to go to Africa sometime. Amen. But I'll never forget walking in that building. Hundreds, maybe 1,000 white plastic chairs, which is great in many places in Africa. And nobody was in there. We didn't see a soul. We were there about 50 minutes, an hour ahead of time. And we begin to, as we walked in, we heard this noise. And as we turned up the aisle, we looked, and behind every chair, people kneeling down, not on carpet, not on concrete, not on wood, on gravel and dirt, praying, God, we are desperate for you. If these guys from America do not bring us the word of God, we won't make it another day. And only in America do we get it how we want it, when we want it. And if we got to wait too long, we're going to get mad about it. It better be perfect and it better be right. But that's not how our relationship is with him. Tommy Tenney said, the height of your revival will be determined by the depth of your hunger. How hungry are you today? Because if I just choose to live, there's something missing inside of me. There is a feeling of being out of sync with my destiny and with my future. And a yearning begins to percolate within my core that screams out, I've got to reconnect with God. David wrote this, Psalm 42:1, as the deer pants for the water, so I long for you. I thirst for God, for the living God. Where can I find him to come and stand before him? Day and night, I weep for his help. All the while my enemies taunt me, where is this God of yours? Take courage, my soul. He begins to speak over his life. You remember those times? How could we forget them? When you led a great procession to the temple on festival days, singing with joy, praising the Lord. Why so downcast? Why are you so discouraged and sad? Hope in God. I shall yet praise him again, again. Yes, I shall again praise him for his help. When he wasn't connecting with God, David's parched and empty soul was beginning to wither away. Who am I talking to here today? I'm talking to people at every level of their relationship with God. People that have known him and have had experience with him, and you've let that wane. God is calling us today to be generous in our lives. Number one, with our commitment to him. And without that happening in our lives, we live empty, we live alone. We live below. We live the minimum of what God has for us. How many of you want him? How many of you want more? Come on. Just close your eyes, bow your head just for a moment. I want to pray before we move to this next place of the service. I want you to know today that whoever, wherever you've been, he's not uptight, he's not concerned. Today, you need to be moving in a new direction in your life. And if you'll make that decision, he'll make everything new. Remember, he's the beginning and the end. He was, he is to come. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last. He was there in the beginning. He'll be there in the end. He can go back. He can arrange and make it. So today, you can walk out of here free and new. Know that his Holy Spirit is here to help you. If I'm talking to anybody today, I want every head bowed and every eye closed. And I'm going to be over with in 60 seconds. If I'm talking to anybody today, more so is if the Holy Spirit is nudging anybody. And I'm not going to give an altar call. All I'm going to do is ask you to lift your hand. Say, Pastor Marty, that was for me today. I want you just to pray for me as you close here. Pray that God will help you. Just raise your hand up good and high so the Lord can see it. Just put it up. Don't be afraid. Wherever you are, whatever it's been. Hands all over. Father, I receive this today. I ask you in Jesus' name that you would put a passion, a hunger, and cause me to have a generous desire for the things of the Lord. I ask you today for that. Do a great work in my life, in every life, those who have raised their hand today. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said amen. Come on, you love God today with all your heart? Shandy, come on up. Well, listen, this is what we're going to do now. And I told you last week, at the end of this, I want to receive this month's mission offering. And it's going to go to Christians United for Israel, CUFI. And why do we serve Israel? Because God says, he who blesses Israel blesses me. And it's a very important part. So when we're done with this, we're going to receive that missions offering. Then all the families with children that we're going to give these to, we're going to ask you, go next door. We've got an incredible lunch made. And then we've also got a photographer there to take your picture. Now, if you're not here, I'm going to cry. No, I'm not. But we'll send that to you. So I want you to come down when we call your name. I want you just to run down here. So Aaliyah Higgins, Michaela Higgins, I want you just to come. Clayton Bizon, love these kids. Hayden Bizon, love all the kids. Come on down. Come right down. Madison Bizon, J.C. Courtright, Come on, when they're coming. These are champions. Come on down. Hand, honey, I want you to hand them to them, and then they hug them, and then they can go right back where they are, okay? Caitlin Day. Adrian Day. Come on down, wherever you are. They can go. They can go back. You guys do some jumping jacks on the way back. Wave your hands. Aren't these beautiful kids? Come on. You're not clapping enough. Chloe Leiser. Edward Dolmage. Come on down. Love you so much. Come on, give them. Keep on encouraging them. Asan Armstrong. Hayden Murray. Look at these kids. Emma Marchese, how are we doing? Wait a minute, wait. Come here. Hey, what did you get? Hassan, you got the best participator. Wow. You are amazing. What's your say? A happy attitude? Are you a great smiler? Smile at everybody. Come on, give her a big God bless you. Elena Anderson, Isaiah Snyder Benaway. Come on, is that you? Oh, I'm sorry. You're the most energetic, it says on here. Is that true? Angie Hennessy, are you here? Come on. The most inspiring, Lisa Schaefer. Come on. Ashlyn Gibbs. Wait a minute. Garrett said I have to stop. You're the most inspiring. Why is that?
I don't know.
Wow. Do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
Like, if the world is this big, how much do you love Jesus?
I don't really know.
Come on, give her a big God bless you. Ashlyn Gibbs. Jaden Wardell, come on, come right down. Jonah Lublow, Jillian Lublow, Lucy Parker, Viviana Richardson, I love that name. Is Viviana here? Hey, buddy, give him some, what's, come here, what's on your... What are you the best for?
Best behavior.
Behavior?
How do you feel about that? Do you think you have a good behavior? I think so too.
Cameron Tosher. Gabe Loran. Is Mariah here? No? Okay. Is Cameron a good sport? Are you a good sport? Take that. Bless him. What's up? How did you get so handsome anyways? Do you know?
No.
You don't know. What's that say? Right here. What are you? What's that?
Companion.
No, champion award. You're a champion. Come on, give it up for Dave. Kelsey Verton. Kyle Cook. McKenna Mason. McKenna. Olivia Montemurano. McKenna. You know what McKenna got up for? The best and most colorful outfits. Colors. Kyle. Most attentive to Kyle. Look at that. Doesn't he look like attentive right there? Come on, give it up for him. Olivia. Most likely to laugh. Amanda Montemurano. Amanda, come on. I should have made you girls bring your hula hoops today. Shoshana Costley. Olivia Costley. Timothy Costley. Come on, kids. Good attitude, most passionate. Addison Dart? Addison, where are you? Come on, honey. What'd you get? Here, Garrett, help me.
Wait, hold on. Wait, no, me. Hey, Timmy, do you have a good attitude? Just say yes. Yes, he has a... Let's give him a hand for the great attitude.
You got an award for the best manners? Is that true?
Wow. She has great manners.
Come on. Elijah Slocum? Gabby Slocum? Come on down. Wow.
You got three Elijahs.
Elijah, you know what you got an award for? Most likely to be a pastor?
Hey. 5 seconds. Preach a little right there. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Come on.
I watched a movie last night, and there was something really meaningful. I forget his name.
Don't worry about his name. Just tell us.
He said, when we pray for something about God, he doesn't just give it to us. He gives us opportunities to get it.
Come on.
And Gabby,
the most caring. Look at that face there. Do you think that? Come on. Give it up. Malachi Martin, Tyler Buzniak. Okay, I got to stop. Tyler, come on down. Malachi has got an award for being a dancing machine. Come on, break one down real fast. Come on. Yeah, just do something. Come on. You can do anything. You know what you can. Tyler. You got the same thing as Elijah got. Most likely to be a pastor. Go ahead and take it. Hey, give me a hug. What's going on up here? All right. Joshua Buzniak. You got an award for the best animal interpretation. Give me one.
Cat.
Okay, give me an interpretation.
I don't know.
How about an elephant? What's an elephant do? How about a monkey?
Swing on trees.
Show something. All right. Come on, give it up for him. Andrew McDonald. Ryan McDonald. Andrew. You got an award for being the best dancer, too. Can you break one down for me real quick? Can you give me a little dance? Huh? Just a little one? Yes? No? You can't remember one? All right. Whose boy are you?
Yours.
That's right. Ryan, you got for having the best handwriting. Come on, Ryan. You are the man. Come on, give it up to Ryan. Abby Harmer. Paul Harmer. Jamin and Judah McDonald. Whoa. What do we got here? The most polite? You are the man. Come on. Give it up to these kids today. Can you give them a big God bless you? Jamin, Zoe, got an award for being the most girly. See, Paul Lemondoli, you're not the only one. See, I love you. Judah McDonald got for the loudest worshiper. Give me some praise right now. Come on, give the Lord. Come on, shout a little bit. I love you. Gabe McDonald, come on down here. Connor and Kyle Schramm, come on down. My Gabe, my man, he's got the friendliest. Gabe, I love you. Come on. Here. Connor and Kyle. Look at these kids. How do we get these guys? Oh, I gave him the wrong one before. Sorry. Well, some people get greatest smile, great friends, and some kids get a double anointing. That's all I can say. Kyle Cook. Where's Kyle Cook? Are you here? Landon Wyclaw. Landon Peyton Wyclaw. Are you here? Antonio Matais. Michael Matais. How about these kids up here? You're not clapping enough for them. Look at these guys. Did you bring flowers for me? Oh, my. Wow. Hey, boys, who's the pastor here?
I don't know.
Shandy, isn't it? That's pretty good. Amen. Come on, give him a big God bless you. Is Antonio or Michael Matais here? John Greek? Andrew Greek? Yes? Grandma's here? Here, Garrett, take them over to Joe. Give them, tell them we love them so much. Oh, these are. That's it? Okay, are there any kids from 4 years old to sixth grade that are here maybe for the first time? Wave your hand at me, because I got a thing here for you. There's a kid. There's somebody over there. If you didn't get an award, come on down. Come right now. Come on. Bring your friend. Don't make him come alone. Bring your friend with him. Come on. Give these kids a big God bless you. Here you go. Anyone else? I saw other hands somewhere, too. Yes? Yes? How about these kids? Are you excited for them? Here comes another one, too. Oh, I love it. Come on. Here comes another one. Garrett, help out. What? Charisma. Wow. I like that name. How old are you?
5.
You're not shy, are you? What do you want to be when you grow
teacher.
Up? A teacher. Good. What do you think of this big dude holding you right here?
Cool.
Come on, give charisma. Big God bless you. Don't leave. Bring her over to Shandy. Anyone else? Man, hasn't this been a great day to be in God's house? Are you excited that you were here today? I want to give you that opportunity today to give to the missions. 100% of what you give goes to the cause that we tell you that it's for. So if you want to make out a check, make it right out to City Church, but make sure you mark on it missions. If you use an offering envelope, right across the front, missions, and 100% of what you give today goes for that cause. Ushers, come on down. We're going to do this fast. All the kids and the parents, when we leave here today, we want you to go next door. The doors will be open, and we got a great lunch planned for you. How many of you think Shandy and the team is doing a good job over there? All right. Father, thank you for your grace and your love today. Use this for your glory and your honor in Jesus' name. Go ahead, folks. Thank you today as you give. Thank you for bringing your children today. Thank you for your kindness. Y'all are great heart. I couldn't think of a better group of people that I'd want to be with. If you want to know something more about the big kids, see this light bulb standing at my right and your left.